scoreboard, and we didn't win the game easily. We had to win it a few times, and that's credit to Kildare, because I mean, when we got the early goal and got a decent lead, we thought, you know, I was kind of put them on the back foot for a good while, but they fought their way back into the game. It's still game on at half time. We were turning to play against the breeze, so we knew we had a lot to do. But I suppose we had that satisfaction of knowing that if we picked off score for score against them in the second half, we'd still be ahead at the end of the game. So it was good to be getting ahead rather than down. We didn't have to chase the game, and we got a few more points to keep us at arm's length. Then we could control the pattern of the game. It was, they always say one swallow doesn't make a summer, and it was a good day at the office for us. We've had bad days as well, and now we're just one more game away from the last eight. That's very important. We now need to just forget about that game. I mean, look at who we get on Monday and decide to prepare as diligently for them. And if we can produce a performance like that, I think that, you know, we'll take a bit of beating. I thought there was some great physical encounters out there on the pitch, and we were in the end of the receiving end of a few of them. When they came back at us, they didn't get coming back and back and back to get so close that it was a serious affair. We could always pick off one or two scores to keep them again that distance. And when we were able to keep them that distance, then we were more able to play the game on our terms. And when we played the game on our terms, then you know, we had control of the game.
Matty Donnelly, very effective in that deep line role. He looks more comfortable there than probably anywhere else.
Well, I think he's comfortable anywhere. He can play any. That's the versatility of Matty Donnelly. He can play up front. He can hold the centre of the defence. He's good on the ball. He can attack the opposition. So yes, versatility is the name of the game. We need players who can do every part of their game in every part of the field. Well, the day that we go out and get everything right, I don't know, there may be two moons in the sky, you know, there's always going to be mistakes. There's always going to be, the opposition's always going to get some ball off you. But I think if you look at the contest in the middle of the field, I think we dictated it, and I think we won more than we lost. And yes, there's an element of gambling in all that you do, but you know, you got to be brave sometimes as well. You have to adapt and you have to play to what's before you. I mean, you got to adjust, you got to adapt. Someday we're playing a different team, then we have to play a different way to deal with them. So you got to know your opposition, and you got to know how you can best achieve what you want against the opposition that's in front of you. So there's a lot of time and effort and energy put into analysing games nowadays and analysing the opposition. And you know, there is no single script for this game, but there's a basic game plan that people could adopt and then be flexible with it. And that's the name of the game. It's flexibility, it's adaptability, it's being able to change when change is needed.